Recording. Hi, everyone. We have a healing meal. Well, it's for you. It's not for me. It's for you. So, hope you're all well. What are we talking about today? We're talking about the Word of God and the promises of God and standing on the promises of God. Standing on what God has told you. Because if you don't have that, you don't have anything. Because you will be pushed around and swayed around and manipulated and controlled and, you know, that type of thing happens to you when you don't know what God says about you and what God's promised for you. And you got to believe it too, you know what I mean? Not everyone believes it. I mean, many people go and say they believe in God, but they don't believe the Bible. Believe in God, but we don't actually believe the Bible. So really, they don't believe in God at all because they don't know him. And so, that's all right. It's alright, but you believe in God, otherwise you wouldn't watch these, right? Oh no, I hope it's alright that where it's at. So yeah, promises of God, what are we saying? Jesus, Holy Ghost. Oh, we just went out to have a fun day today, took the kids out to it's good, you know, like, I don't plan things, I just kind of go with the flow. Sometimes I plan things, usually those things don't work out, but when sometimes I swear in tongues, but I don't say dumb things. Okay, I'm gonna do that, that might be better. Is that better? Okay, that's better. So, yeah, we went to this fun day. Yeah, I went to a friend's yesterday and they had a little flyer there and said there's going to be this free, like, little fun thing for the kids on, you know. And so we just rocked up there today and that was good. Kids played, kids had fun. It's all about that, eh? 2 week school holidays now, so we'll do some things. Like, just to keep my eyes open, you know what I mean? The Lord's always talking, he's using things, he's talking through everything and he prophesies through everything. Yeah, he'll use anyone. He'll use anyone to bring you to him, because he loves you and he wants you, right? He loves you so much. Oh, he wants you so much. He loves you so much. You just let this treasure to him, and he loves you, and he just wants you to know it. And he'll use anyone, even me. He'll use anybody, it doesn't matter who it is. He will use a non-believer. He will use anybody to help you. It really doesn't matter. He's God, right? He doesn't need anyone's permission. He just does it. And he uses people. He just possesses them. And these people are saying, yes, okay, or they take you here and they do this or they say this to you, right? And it's exactly what you need at that right time. And he uses those things to bring you closer to him, to bring you out of things and to take you to newer things. And it doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't have to be a Christian. He'll use anybody, okay? I mean, he used many people in my life. God bless every single one of them, Father. I just pray that they'd be completely set free, delivered, and, yeah, blessed abundantly in their lives. Anybody that's ever sowed into my life and helped me along the way. Anyone that's hurt me, curse them. Just joking, that's a joke. I've already cursed anyway. I forgive everyone. I have no qualms with anybody. I forgive everyone, but he will use anyone, and, you know, you might be brought out to here and you can look back at all the people that have hurt you and they're still there where they are. They haven't moved, they haven't changed, they're worse off sometimes. I mean, you can look back on your life and you can see people that spoke into your life or helped you in critical times in your life. And if it wasn't for them, who knows, right? But those people were essential in your life. And you can look back and see them and they didn't always come along. They didn't always come out either. God might have just used them for that time for you because there's something on your life that he needs you to be doing, you know, and he'll bring you out wherever. But what's important right now is that we stand on the promises of God and know what he says about us and not what other people say about us. Know that you know, it doesn't matter like what people say about you, think about you. It's important that you don't allow that stuff, that you completely reject it and do not allow it and continue to allow it. I mean, I seen this thing today. God's just sovereign, you know what I mean? Like, look, I don't plan anything, but I wake up and you just feel it in your spirit and you say it and you speak it, and then the next minute there's some other things there and it confirms it. And, you know, the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God, and that's how you know that they're sons. And because they're doing what the Spirit's always doing, you know? Hey, Bosh Ganda. Hey, Jesus. Whoa. Holy Ghost. There's a lot of fire coming right now. It's going to burn your brains out. It's important, don't watch my videos if you don't like God. That's the number one. Honestly, it's number one, because if you don't like God, hey, you'd be worse off. Because my videos are going to bring you closer to God, and it's going to be intense and a fierce love. And it's going to be fast, and it's going to be accelerated, and it's going to be really, 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 really incredibly good for you. More good for you than you can ever know. Okay, so you will reap exactly straight out of the kingdom. I'm a kingdom person. I'm completely united with my Father. Wow. Feel like I'm about to elevate. Holy Spirit. Oh, wow. Far out. There's some cool stuff going on right this minute. But you will accelerate, and you will go higher in the Spirit, and you will come into a very clear and concise vision of your life, your destiny, and who you are and what you're here for, and your confusion. And every area in darkness that's hurting you will come off your life. You'll be set free, you'll be delivered, and you'll be sown together into the tree of life, which is Jesus. Branched in, what is it? You know, you will be very, very blessed if you can receive it. If you're watching these videos and you're having wrong opinions, you're judging, you don't like God, you just want to know, you just want to sit there and criticize and nitpick and try and find things that I'm doing wrong and looking for mistakes like a Pharisee, you'll suffer, because it's coming straight out of the Holy Spirit, straight from the kingdom, and it's pure and it's the truth, and it's nothing can you know, it's the truth. It's God. And if you come against that, you're rejecting God, which means you're rejecting his covering, his spiritual life for you, and you're pretty much saying, well, you are saying, I don't want God, I want what Satan has for me. Okay, and you will be handed over to that. That's how it works. So for your own benefit, you know, this is like a disclaimer. Don't watch anymore if you're looking for coming from an evil intent from your heart. If you have a pure intention in your heart that you want God, you want to go higher in the Spirit, you want the things of the Spirit, and you love people and you just want to love and you actually want to, you know, transform, then you're in the right place and you'll benefit and you'll be mightily blessed. And I guarantee that. And that's a promise. Wow. You're probably going to be getting really blown up right now with this. Okay, so Jesus, you're killing me. Okay, so who? Staying in relationships where, you know, you're accepting words upon your life that aren't from the kingdom. Words where, you know, people are putting you down and saying all types of nasty things about you and allowing those relationships in your life, just break them off and let them go. Don't let people use you and abuse you and suck you dry and try and take you for everything they can get. That's not cool. Don't allow that stuff in your life. You need to change it. You need to make a change and you need to stand up to it because nobody else can do it for you. You need to grow up and you need to say, I'm not going to accept abuse in my life anymore. I'm not going to accept this stuff in my life anymore. I deserve better and I'm going for it and I'm taking it because you only have one life and one shot at this. So, so don't accept it, don't allow it, no matter who it is. And don't, you know, be open and to hear from the Spirit of God. Look, nothing's worth. Don't sacrifice your life. Life's too precious. You're here for something. Find out what that thing is. You're made for something. You know, you're made for God, but you're made for something. There's something inside of your heart that you're meant to be doing, you know? You need to get that out. You need to find out what that is. You need just to eat and drink the Holy Spirit, like, incredibly. Because that's how the reveal will come. Wow. So you're standing on the promises of God. You're standing on the Word of God, what God says about you. And not what the world or anybody else says about you. Okay, you're not dumb, you're not stupid, you're not an idiot, you're not this and that. That type of stuff's just straight out of demon realm, demonic realm. And if you're sleeping with a demon, then you're sleeping with, you know, yuck. Get rid of it. Change your life. Step up. Don't allow yourself to be abused anymore. You've been abused for too long. All your life. It's not okay. And it comes right down the line and your parents, same thing. You know, parents are abused, you're abused and you accept it. And then that's what you choose in a relationship. That they treat you exactly the same way usually your father or your mother are. That's why we need Jesus. Because he transforms us and he changes us into his image, right? And once he does that inside of us, then that's what we begin to, we understand love. We start to understand, hang on a minute, he's not abusive. He doesn't hurt us. He doesn't treat us this way. And even to be allowing ourselves to be treated that way, it's like, it's a slap in the face to God. It's saying, yeah, you know, we don't really believe that you made us for anything worthy. We don't really believe you, God. Like, you know, we're just going to put up with somebody like who treats us like crap. And it's a slap in the face. He's like, no, I made you. Like, you're a princess. You're beautiful. You're my treasure. You're my diamond. You are so special and important. And I've got so much that I want to tell you and give you and so much that I've got for you to do, you know. But we end up staying with this rubbish instead of moving into what God's got for us, you know. Out of fear. Always out of fear. It's always fear because we don't know who we are. We don't allow him to move through us. We're completely prideful because we think we know, and we really don't until God removes the blindfold from us, you know. So it's important. Oh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you are an amazing, amazing God. We are so blessed. It's a constant awe. You're in constant awe with God because he changes you. And then you look back, I mean, every day you look back on yesterday and you're like, whoa, how much I've learned in a day. How much I've changed in a day. I've grown in things, you know? He's like, where are you growing? 2 Peter 1, 3 to 8 in the NIV. I'm liking the NIV at the moment. Don't actually have it. Oh, I have it. Yeah. God's divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these, he has given us his very great and precious promises. So that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness. Okay, so for this very reason, he says, make every effort to add to your faith. Okay, so he's already saying immediately you need faith. Okay, it's your first thing. Without faith, you can't please God. It's not about, Dad's not happy with me because I don't have faith. It's no, you can't receive because you don't believe. Okay, so you need faith to believe. Okay, believe something that's, you know, look, just believe me. Believe me. If you can believe me, you're going to believe God. Okay, if you can believe me, you're going to be believing God. And through that, you're going to grow in faith. You're going to grow in everything. So by faith, so add to your faith, please add to your faith, goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you're constantly growing in those things, goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. We're growing in those things continuously. And it's amazing how you grow in them. And it happens through him. You know, he gives you the revelation. He imparts it to you. It's a spiritual thing. You can't understand it until you allow yourself to be spiritual. He imparts this stuff to you. So the promises of God. You can go through the Bible, you can see all the promises he's made you. He made a promise to Abraham, okay? By faith, Abraham believed him. And he said to Abraham, I'm going to make you a father of many. Let's find it. Father of many. He was 100 and something, wasn't he? You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? The promise to Abraham. Do you know Abraham? Our forefather. Genesis 17. God made a promise to Abraham that it's a promise to Abraham, right? He made him a promise, and there wasn't even a Bible at this stage, was it? Because it's, you know. Let's see. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and he said to him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless, and I will make my covenant between me and you, and will multiply you exceedingly. And then Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. Right, nations are nations, but also people. Okay, they represent them. No longer shall you be called Abram, But your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. So he already says it. Like, I have... Okay, so first he says, and I will make my covenant between me and you, and will multiply you exceedingly. And as for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be, right, he says, you shall be a father of many nations. Okay, so that's Genesis 17:4. You shall be. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be called Abraham. Okay, so now he's given him the promise. He said, this is, you're going to be, you shall be a father of many. And then he changes his name. He says, now you're going to be called this. So from now on, now you're going to be called this. And then he says, I will make you, and then he says, this is your new name, Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. Just like that, the next verse, it says, you shall be, and now I have. I've done it because I just spoke it. Okay, you shall be a father of many nations. Now your name's going to be Abraham. Next verse, I've made you. It's like that. It's an instantaneous thing. There's no, God speaks it, and now it's done because he spoke it. Okay, now, it doesn't mean that Abraham went and had many children. Well, I mean, next verse. It didn't happen that way, but it's been spoken and now it's done. So now it's going to come to fruition. It's going to happen because God spoke it, right? I said it, now it's established. His word, he speaks it, now it's established. For I've made you a father of many nations. I'll make you exceedingly fruitful, and I'll make nations of you. And kings shall come from you. Kings are going to come from him, right? He's 99 years old. He's 99. Have you seen a 99-year-old man? Seriously, I have. I mean, I came a few weeks ago. There was a man who was, oh, he was so fragile. He'd fallen down on the road, like in his driveway. He couldn't even get up. I just pulled over. And, like, this old lady was waving me down. I pulled over, got out of the car, went up to him, and I just, like, behold, live, right? And the man, like, sort of just looked at me, and I had to lift him up, and I was just praying for him. But this man was fragile, and I think he was only, like, about 80. But 99. Sometimes they're not even there in their head, are they? I mean, you've seen a 90, some are, some aren't, right? But 99's quite old. And this is what he's doing to him at 99. Is this what I'm doing for you at 99? Come on. You hear me? Faith comes by hearing. Can you hear? I'll make you exceedingly fruitful and I will make nations of you. And kings shall come from you. Kings are going to come from you. You're 99, but kings are going to come from you. And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you in their generations. For an everlasting covenant to be God to you and your descendants after you. Also, I give to you and your descendants after you the land in which you are a stranger, all the land of Canaan as an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And God said to Abraham, as for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you throughout their generations, which is us. This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your descendants after you. Every male child among you shall be circumcised, and you shall be circumcised. You don't worry about that, okay? You're talking about circumcision, right? Okay? The promises is that he's made this promise with Abraham, who's our father, and he says, now I'm going to be their God, and I'm going to multiply, I'm going to make them fruitful, and they're going to have many, many children. And the covenant's already made, it's been established. Now he's done that, that's our promise. We're the descendants from Abraham. We have a promise. And he's like, now I'm going to give you a hope and I've got a hope and a future for you, right? Talks about in Jeremiah. Everything that he's given to us is inside these promises. Now by faith we accept and we believe that these promises are for us. You hold on to that promise. And when you've got a promise from God, when he tells you that you're going to do something, when he tells you who you are, I mean, you might not have it yet and you might not have a prophecy, you might not know yet, right? That's your promise. Your promise is that he is your God He's made a covenant with you, and because it's your God, your Father, he's going to provide for you. Now, Abraham, by faith, received this. He didn't receive it because he read scripture. He didn't have a Bible at that stage. There was no Bibles. There was no Bible. There was no scriptures. There was no theology. There was no nothing. It was just Abraham, 99 years old. Yo, Abraham, I've just made this up. We're going to do this. This is how it's going down, and I'm using you for it. And he's like, okay. He just needed a person. Doesn't matter who it is. Doesn't have to be anyone special. There's no one in particular. It's just this 99-year-old man who's ratchet. He's on his last legs, and he's like, hey, yo, we're having a covenant, making it you, and you're going to be the father of it, and then we're going to birth from it. Generations and descendants, and we're going to multiply and be fruitful, right? By faith. Abraham's okay. All right, well, nothing else on this week, so I guess we can do that, you know. No, he's 99, and this is your promise. So he makes these promises with us, right? He gives you a promise, and he says, this is what I'm going to do for you, and this is what I'm going to give for you. Not because of anything we're doing. I mean, there's nothing special about us. It's just like, I'm doing it because I'm God, and I can, and this is what I'm going to do for you. And you just take it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, 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 yes. Just say yes, yes, yes. I take it. I believe it. I receive it. Give it to me. I want it. Whatever that promise meant, I want it. Everything in it, whatever's entitled to me, I want it. It says there that the covenant. I want the fullness of the covenant. I want the fullness of the covenant promises in my life now. I take them and I receive them by faith because I'm a descendant of Abraham and I'm entitled to it. And it's mine because it's been established and your word can't lie, God. So it's mine. I want it. I receive it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I take it. And watch for that to happen. That will come. That's it. It's done. And now he's spoken it. And now you're agreeing with what he's spoken. It's just about you saying, oh, yeah, I agree. Oh, that's mine. You know what I mean? It's no good dad coming and giving you saying, here's your inheritance. Here's your house. I'm giving you a house, son. Come here. Oh, yeah. And, you know, son's still over there renting a place and his dad's given him a brand new house and it's there for him. And he's sitting over there renting it. He's like, oh, yeah, I've got a, you know, dad gave me a house. But he's still renting. Like, you need to go, oh, really? Okay, cool, thanks, dad. I'll take that and there's the keys. And then he comes over and he takes the keys and then he moves into the house and he takes it because his dad just bought it for him because he loves him and he doesn't have to pay rent anymore. And no good saying, oh, yeah, that's, you know, dad's giving you a house and you stay over there doing that still. You come over and you take what dad gave you. You think, thanks very much, I'm taking that. And really, when it's your dad, do you really go, oh, no. Oh, thanks, dad, no, but that's all right, dad, no. It's all good, you keep it, dad. We don't want to impose, and it's dad. I know what I was like, my dad, send it. What do you got? Dad, give me it. Dad would give me anything. I'm his daughter. He loves me. He was like, oh, Meredith, here you go. Meredith, here you go. Meredith, here you go. Sometimes he wouldn't do it. I just have to, dad. Dad, dad, dad. Dad, Meredith, all right, here. Finally, I got it. You know, I don't know, I'm the persistent type of person. I used to get what I wanted. Your father does that for you. That's God, right? God's the same. Dad, what? I read the Bible and it said that I'm getting all this stuff. Where's that key held? Because I would need it. I'm taking it. Right? So you just take it because he said you can have it. So cool, I'm taking it. You beauty. I like, and that's, you know, by faith you believe it. Okay, so now you got it, right? Now, not everything is always going to happen immediately for you, right? Sometimes you might have to wait for things to, you got to wait for the removalist truck, you got to wait for the new furniture. I mean, you don't just, you know, you got to wait for the things to come into place. Dad might have given you a house, but some other things have to come into play. These things will come, but you got to believe, you just believe it, you know? Take what you've got for now, hold on to it, and see that he said, you're going to have this, you're going to have that. Hold on to that promise, and then no matter what comes at me, it doesn't matter what comes at me, I know 100% that he said this to me, and I'm standing on that, right? He said, you're gonna do this, and this is going to happen, and so I stand on that, no matter what happens. It doesn't matter what happens. I mean, he says to me, you're going to pray for people and, you know, and I'll heal them, right? He He gave me a promise. He told me, he goes, anyone you pray for, I will heal them. You know, call your ministry, Royal Street Ministries. Do this, do that. And I'm telling you now, I've been standing here doing it, and some of the times people haven't really got healed in front of me straight away. I'm doing the ministry, and I'm like, sometimes it just feels like maybe I shouldn't be. There's a lot of the times where I could be standing here thinking, what am I doing? You know? Why am I bothering? I mean, there's nobody here who's watching it, who's getting anything from this, you know what I mean? Nobody's getting it, but I'll tell you what, I just like, you know, he's like, write a book, I'm writing the book, I'm almost done with the book, can't believe I'm actually writing a book. I mean, who wants to read my book? Seriously, you know what I mean? I mean, it tells you everything anyway, what's the point? He's like, write it, and I'm actually doing it, that's ridiculous, I mean... Worst procrastinator in the actual, probably the universe, probably the one that's beat procrastination. He's definitely, I'm pretty much the winner on that. I'm gotta be, because there's a book coming, you know what I mean? Like, it's happening. And, but what, you know, he says, oh, this is going to happen, I'm doing this, and then stuff will come at me, and I'm thinking, what am I doing? But I know what he said to me, 100% he said this to me, and there's no doubt in my mind what happened, what I experienced, what I've done, and where he's brought me to, and I can look back, and I can say, you know, he's taken me from that to here, and it's a small time frame for me. I mean, I can see what is he going to do in the next 5 years. It's going to be ridiculous what he's going to do with me. He's just amazing what he can do. But I look back and I think he's taken me from that, from a tired, shriveled up, depressed, obese, abused, you know, lost, depressed, unconfident, ugly, feeling terrible, whatever, disgusting. That's how everything was like that, it felt. Into him, into an identity of him, where it's like, no, I'm this. I'm a daughter of Zion. My dad is the creator of the universe. He's my protector and my provider. He's not going to let me go without. He's not going to let anybody hurt me. There's no fear of people trying to come and stand over you to take things from you or try and manipulate and control, because my dad would drop them dead like that, because he's my dad and he protects me. Do you know what I mean? He's not going to let nothing happen. This is my promise. He's told me this is what I'm going to do. And until that comes to fruition, until that promise is fulfilled, nothing is going to take me out. I might get a few bruises, I might get pushed over here, I might get a few knocks and a few kicks along the way. Things might not look exactly what I thought it was going to look like. It's most definitely not going to look the way I thought it's going to look like, because it's God and he doesn't do it that way. But it's going to happen. I know 100%. Nothing is going to not stop that from coming, because that's God. Okay? And he said it's going to happen, and he wants it to happen. He's spoken it, and he needs it to happen, because it's divine and it's part of his alignment. It's part of the assignment. It has to come into, it has to happen. Okay? It will happen. It has to happen. And so there's nothing that, no matter what it looks like out here, no matter even if, you know, maybe we don't have the food today, maybe the power's not paid today, maybe the rent's not paid today, maybe the relationship just got, you know, blown up and taken out, and you know, all of a sudden I don't have the person in my life who I thought I was going to have forever. It doesn't matter what happens, what gets taken away, how I get shut. It doesn't matter. Things might come and blow around, but nothing is going to pull me out from the truth of who I am in him and what he's promised and what he's going to do through my life, because he's already said it and it's going to happen. Nothing can take that away. So it doesn't matter what comes at you, you stand firmly and boldly, and you keep going, and you go, 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 go. Nothing will stop you. Things might not look the same. You might do something different to what you thought you were going to do. He might pull you out for a season to do something with you and then take you back to something. And you thought that was done with, but he might not have just, you know, you don't know. But what you do know is him, and you know what he says about you, and nothing that anybody says to you can shake you. They can throw words at you. They can throw words at your children and at your family. They can say all types of mean and nasty and horrible things about you. But it makes no difference because you aren't moved by people's opinions because they don't know the promise of your life. They don't know what God's called you to do. They don't know what God's told you. They don't know how you are with God. They don't know your relationship. They don't know anything. They only see some things and the things that God wants them to see. I mean, he can just blind their eyes and they can't see most of the stuff. And he'll open their eyes a little bit and give them a little bit of information so they can think a certain way as well. He controls everything. My dad, God, my father, he controls everything. Everything. Every single thing. Do you understand that? Nothing happens in this world unless he says it's going to happen. He gives the okay. Nothing can happen unless he allows it. That's strong. Do you know what I mean? So you know him. Well, I just found this book. They've given it away for free at that little fete. Look how old it is, man. Look how old that is. It was in the shitty box, you know? You can have these cheap boxes. Look what it's called. His image, my image. I'll read that later. Now, it's not an accident I just came across that. It's not an accident that we're talking about today, that we've got to be seen through the eyes of God and not through the eyes of somebody else. I mean, none of this is an accident. Somebody I read on Facebook, there was a minister, or I don't know who it was actually, it just came on my feed and they said something about not over-spiritualizing things. And I'm like, I'm glad I didn't come in that way because everybody has an opinion. And the way I came in is I came in and was awakened and everything seemed spiritual to me. Everything. I could look at things and can see immediately how that was a manifestation out of heaven. How that was like a, you know, as above, so below. You know, as it is in heaven, as it is on earth. So we call things in from heaven and then it manifests here into the natural realm. It manifests here into the earth. Because it's already there in the spirit. It's already established because he spoke it long ago. It's already spoken. So it's there, just sitting up there in the realm of the spirit. All this. Look out, there's a lot of stuff in this Bible. It's worth going through and finding the promises and then just speaking them over yourself. I mean, if they're here, in the floating around up in the spirit, all you got to do is grab it. And it's not like you can't see. How do I know what's in the spiritual realm to bring it down? I mean, people that don't know who they are in God, who don't believe the word, who don't believe Jesus, will pull things out of the spirit realm and they can access different things out of the spirit realm, like the demonic and other, you know, sly little tricky things that Satan's got there for them, and they'll pull those things in and then they'll manifest in their lives. And you see it all the time. People are deceived and you can look at their lives and go, where are they getting that stuff from? Yeah! They're believing it. They don't have any roots. They're not family planted. They don't know God as their dad. They got a different father. Somebody else is fathering what they're pulling in. Anyway, so this is it. He's not like, so you don't have to just pull down stuff that you can't see. No, you can see it. It's here. This is spirit. This is spirit. He spoke it in the spirit, and then they put it into words, so we're not guessing. There's no guesswork here. You don't have to guess. You don't have to do courses to try and work out how do I be spiritual and make my life better. It's here. Go get it. Pull it in, and then you pull it into this natural realm, and then you can see it manifest in your life, and you can look at somebody's life and go, oh, yeah, they're in heaven. They're in the kingdom. They're bringing the kingdom in. They're calling the kingdom into the earth. They're establishing the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. You can see it. So all this stuff, it's like, it's not, we don't have to just pretend we're pulling it from the spirit and don't know what we're doing. No, we can pull it from the spirit. Look here. Pull it out from the spirit. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I will plead your case and take vengeance for you. I will dry up her sea, make her springs dry, and Babylon shall become a heap, a dwelling place for jackals, an astonishment and a hissing, without an inhabitant. And they shall roar together like lions, and they shall growl like lions and whelps. In their excitement I will prepare their feasts, I will make them drunk, and that they will rejoice and sleep a perpetual sleep and not awake, says the Lord. I will bring them down like lambs to the slaughter, like rams with male goats. That's Jeremiah 51. So you pull these out from the spiritual realm and you speak it, because it's mixed with the Spirit of God who's inside of you, and then the Word of God, which is Him. And you speak it, and then it becomes manifested in your life. Okay? So no longer are you an addict. No longer are you in an abusive relationship. No longer do you put up with Satan. No longer do you put up with people telling you things and saying things about you over your life. No longer do you put up with somebody just sponging off you and sucking every little bit of energy and life out of you and then putting you down. No longer do you put up with that rubbish. You kick it out and you start establishing heaven and the kingdom in your life, and your life changes and you're like, whoa, this stuff's real. You don't even need this, but this is helpful. It's very helpful, because you're not just gasping and grasping at stuff. You're actually going for something real, right? And you're pulling the real spirit in. But you can just by faith believe and do it, like Abraham. He was like, oh, where's the promises? I'm taking them. You know, it was already made to me. So about this book, it's like, you know, doing stuff for the king. Like, it says write a book. I mean, this guy wrote this book, I'll tell you. Back in 1990, back in my days, love. Back when I was a young chap, I'll tell you what happened. 1985, this was written, okay? This man wrote this book, Josh McDowell, Scripture Press. It's just uncanny, you know what I mean? Let me read the back of it. If you can think of anyone you would rather be than yourself, you probably have a self-image problem. Self-image affects how you live your life, the joy you experience, and the way you treat others and how you respond to God. We all need to know that we are loved and have worth. This book had been written to help you understand God's perspective of you, and is filled with real-life illustrations and practical suggestions for dealing biblically with low self-esteem. From my own experience, I know that a proper biblical perspective of God, myself and others, has been a liberating force in my life. As you begin to apply the principles in this book and to see yourself as God sees you, my prayer is that the resulting transformation that occurs will allow you to start acting out a godly image of yourself in every aspect of your life. So he wrote that in 1985, 6 years after I was born, you know? I mean, and now it's 2016 and I'm 2015 and I'm only getting it. So 85, 95, 2005, 2015, what's that, 30 years? Is that right? That's 30 years ago this man wrote this book. Did I just do math? Are you with me? Stay with me on this. Are you following me or what? Are you catching on to what I'm trying to say here? He wrote this 30 years ago, right? And this is the fruit of his whatever. He's the fruit of his work. You know what I mean? And now it's just come into my life for free. Coincidentally, just there at a free fate that I found out about yesterday that I planned to be there. God put that there. He knew I was going to be there. He knew it was me. Also got a big bag of CDs. Oh, 50 cents each. They're all brand new. Johnny Cash. I've got some war ones. Are all about the wars. I mean, everything's cool. It's all prophetic. Got some cool ones for you, Dad. Lucy Show or something. You like her? The Lucy Show. And some cool country and cowboy stuff for trips. Yip, yip, yip. Okay, so 30 years ago, you wrote this book and now it's just fallen into my hands, right? It's going to be ongoing fruit. The fruit, you're going to multiply. It will multiply and it's for your descendants and it's multiplying. You know what I mean? How many people have picked up this book and their life's been transformed and changed by it? Has it sown a seed into their life? And then do they speak about it to somebody? Now, I've just said it, and this is going out to the thousands of people that are going to watch this movie, this YouTube today, right? Continuously, get this book. I reckon this is going to be a good book. I haven't read it yet, but if you need it, after I read it, you can read it. But this is the thing. I mean, yeah, I'm writing a book. Nobody might read my book. There might be nobody out there that cares about it. You know, there might be nobody watching these YouTube videos until maybe 10 or 15 years down the track, and then it's exactly what they need at that particular time. You know, and this is how it works. So what you're doing is important because you're needed. Your life is important. You have worth. You've got Christ in you, the hope of all glory. He loves you, and your body is here to do something. And people are going to benefit from your life. So do what it is that he's telling you to do. Stand up, be bold, be brave, step into it all by faith and increase and multiply and go out into all the earth and be fruitful and let go of everybody else that's trying to hold you back because they're crap and rubbish and you don't want them in your life. Get rid of them all and just go. Go for God, no matter what it takes. Go, 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 go. Don't let nobody stop you. You're too important. Don't put up with rubbish and crap and from people just, you know, using and abusing you to take what they can. They don't even love you. Who's going to put up with something like that? I did for many years, and it's rubbish, and you don't need it, and you don't deserve it. You deserve better than that. So, stand up. Isn't that right, Peyton? That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right, girlfriend. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. See?
Hi.
This is my girl.
First time I'm in your video.
First time you're in my video?
Yeah.
In a healing meal? Do you have a prayer for anyone?
Mm.
You want to speak a word of life over somebody? Is the Holy Spirit telling
Maybe
you anything?
Maybe
Rita. Alright. Close your eyes. That's good. Let's pray for the people. Let's get them baptized in the Holy Spirit, yeah? Want to do that?
Got my face painted, by the way.
Yes, you did. So thank you, Father. Isn't she glorious? Thank you, Father, for everyone that's listening today. Let's pray. Put your hand out, Pate. Put your hand up there for him. Can they see? So we baptize you in the Holy Ghost and fire that you'd be set free from every problem in your life, fully delivered and healed and restored. Come into abundant life and abundant joy, walking in the promises and the fullness of God. Don't be shaken or swayed. Be firmly grafted into the tree of life that nothing would be able to shake you from the truth of who you are in Him, what He has for you, the plans, the destiny, and the promises that have been assigned to your life, the angels that are assigned to your life, the goodness that's coming for your life. Everything that's good and prosperous and well is all coming for you. It's been spoken and established. It's already there in the Spirit. You just call it down and take it by faith. By faith, we pull in every promise that's been promised to us and we have it established in our life. In Jesus' name. Whoa! Hey! Full healing and restoration right now. Whoa, man. Hey. The glorious, glorious, glorious juicy juice of heaven to pour over your whole body right now. Just be completely set free. Baptized in the Holy Spirit and go, 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 go. Live your life. Come into everything that you've been promised, everything that you've been created for. Step into it right now by faith. Thank you, Jesus, for it. Fullness of His truth and Spirit inside of your vessel. And everything else has to flee in Jesus' mighty name. Whoa, amen.
I was getting pushed back everywhere. I went to this side.
This time.
That time.
Alright, so be blessed, guys, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.